9 o'clock Saturday, setting up. Yeah, 9 o'clock Saturday, the work day, VBS work day, setting up on Saturday. All right, Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8. More wisdom stuff, but dealing with successful living. Proverbs chapter 8. So this section of discussion about wisdom, it's Proverbs 8:22 is where we're going to start. So this section describes wisdom as being prior to creation and almost like sorry about that. So anyway. Oh man. So this discussion about wisdom describes wisdom as being prior to creation, like blueprints would be would precede the building of anything. Wisdom precedes the creation of all things. And that makes sense. Just like we said, it's before you sit down to build something, somebody comes up with a plan and decides how that's going to happen. And wisdom is that blueprint. It's the design prior to the building. And God's creation is just like that. So Proverbs chapter 8, verse 22. Read a few verses, give you 3 points on this. And it says, verse 22, "The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was, when there were no depths. I was brought forth when there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth." So wisdom speaking here, talking about this, being prior to all these things. "While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the waters should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him as one brought up with him. And I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable parts of his earth. And my delights were with the sons of men." All right, so you get the statement over and over. Wisdom is there before this happens, before this happens, before this happens, before this happens, before this happens. So over and over, the idea is wisdom is the blueprint and the design and the intelligence that precedes all the order. And all of the order of creation, all of the just the incredible beauty and highly functioning systems and things that God created, all that was preceded by someone who designed it, someone who set it up and planned it out. And wisdom is that blueprint. So with that said, I'll give you 3 things tonight on wisdom and how that relates to life in general. So let's pray and then we'll talk about these 3 things. Father, thank you so much for your words and for this time together. And I do pray that it'd be helpful and I pray that be profitable and that you would guide us and direct us through this study tonight and make the application where it needs to be made. And again, thank you for each soul that's here this evening. And then, I know Renee's traveling. I pray that you'd keep him safe at work over there in West Texas and all that stuff and traveling back. And so I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so wisdom precedes everything. It's the intelligence that precedes the order. It precedes the systems. It must exist prior to effective work being done. And that is a principle of life and reality. That's why just the Big Bang, stuff like that, just makes no, it doesn't make any sense scientifically. It doesn't make any sense physically. It doesn't make any sense philosophically. It just doesn't make any sense because order and as complicated as creation and order that's in creation is, it has to be preceded by someone who thought about it. You know, it doesn't take something very complicated for you to understand. You know, if you walked up on a Coke can in the yard that somebody put some thought into this and created this, and that's just a piece of aluminum that has some paint on it. And so it's not very hard to figure out that this stuff is ordered, creation is ordered and organized, and wisdom is the thing that is before that. It's the thing that organizes and orders things. So anyhow, wisdom is one of those things. It's like morality, I think. Wisdom's like morality in the sense that, I don't want to be too weird with this stuff, but it's like morality in the sense that man is allowed to participate in it. For instance, just as an example, everybody has this sense of wickedness and righteousness. Whether you go to a church, whether you don't go to a church, whether you have a God, don't have a God, everyone has a sense of something is right and something is wrong. And sometimes it's just their opinion. Maybe it's just their opinion. But everyone has this sense of justice and this morality. And this is wicked and this is righteous. And I'm not saying it's all correct or whatever's in your mind is all correct. I'm just saying it's a general rule that people, whether they believe in God or don't believe in God, participate in morality in a way that morality is higher than them. No one created it. They have it. You're born with this sense of this is right and this is wrong. And that sometimes that changes over time and it changes depending on what you believe. But the idea of morality is like wisdom. It's a higher thing. It's something that man didn't create himself. There's no copyright on morality where someone said, well, this guy invented it in 1000 BC, so he's the author of it. He made it. And so that's where we know morality came from that. There's no such thing. It's just inherent in mankind. Wisdom, order, structure, that stuff is higher than mankind. To be able to put things together and understand things have to be put together in an organized way so that they function correctly, so that they work. It's like an instruction manual. It's something that is beyond man. Here's another one. Maybe this is a little bit easier to understand. I hope I'm explaining it well. But gravity. All right. Gravity is something people participate in, but nobody created that. You can work around it. You can try to work around it. You can build things that counter the law of gravity, like a jet engine. But the fact is, you have to work within those parameters. It's a law of nature. It's a law of life that you have to work within this framework. And so, gravity. Man didn't invent gravity. He has to work within its framework. He can make observations about it. But he can't change it. Wisdom is the same way in that sense. It is higher than mankind. It deals with how things function and how they have to function. And all of that goes back to blueprints that God had for creation. And so we're going to make some application in life, but I think it's going to be pretty simple that when God says you need wisdom, that is, you need the manual that says, this is how this works. This is how I created this to work. And so that's what wisdom is, because it is the blueprint. It's like, you know, you got the, I don't know, we bought this this AC unit, window unit the other day, came with the manual. It says if you put it this way and set it in there and put the window down and turn it on here, and it even has Wi-Fi and all this stuff, and you know, it's so just crazy, and then you plug it in and it doesn't even work. And it's just but it came with this instruction manual. And the instruction manual says, well, if you push all these buttons and if you plug it in right here and if you got sufficient power and you put it in your window this way and put the insulation around it this way, well, it'll cool your room. It'll cool your house. And so, and theoretically it should if it works. That's the way it should work. The point is that instruction manual came from someone who made it and explains how it works. Just like God says, look, I have created all of these things. And wisdom is the instruction and the architecture and the blueprint for how all of this works. But y'all ever watch that show, How It's Made? That's it. How It's Made. How It's Made. And you kind of get like this behind the scenes. Yeah, behind the scenes, step by step look at, okay, I've been looking at this product, this thing, this engine, but I don't know how it works. And I watch the show and they say, well, we take this part here and we make this part and we form it in this machine shop and do this. And we've got these people that put it together and these welders that weld this together. And then they put this together and then it runs on this kind of gas and all that kind of stuff. And the point is, these guys, the creator of this thing is explaining how he did it and how it's supposed to function. And so wisdom is that. And in these verses, that's the description that you're getting. So wisdom precedes everything. I hope that makes sense. I hope it makes sense. It precedes, it is higher than mankind. There's no man that is the author of wisdom. There's no man that has a copyright on it. Wisdom is something that's higher than man, like gravity, like morality. These things, man participates in, but he doesn't have the corner on the market on it. He's just allowed to participate in these things. And I would say, if anything about God, and I mean, if you have questions about God, things that are higher than mankind ought to help you understand. There are things and there is an author that is higher than mankind. And man doesn't come up with everything that he participates in. So back to wisdom specifically. Wisdom precedes everything. I know I've said it 100 times, so now you got it. Wisdom precedes everything. Second thing. If wisdom is the blueprint, which it is. Wisdom describes how things work, which it does. Then when things like, examples like this. When Jesus Christ began to speak parables, and some of the prophets did this too. But when Jesus Christ would say, well, the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. Or when he would say something like, well, a sower went forth to sow seed, and some fell on the wayside, and some fell on the thorns, and some fell on rocky ground, and some fell on good ground, it bore fruit. He's explaining to you the reality that natural processes illustrate spiritual truths, and the reason they do that is because wisdom was the blueprint for the whole thing. And so the Lord will take these little things in nature, and he'll say, you know what? These false teachers, they're like dogs. These false teachers, they're like pigs. Or if you are considering if God's going to take care of you, he'll say, well, consider the lilies. Consider the sparrows. Consider these birds. God takes care of them, and they're not as valuable as you are as a soul. And so he just uses things in nature, because all of those things in nature function on spiritual principles. That's how this thing is built. Now, just as a side note about all this, when God created all this and all the functioning things and the orders and the systems and how it all works, when sin enters into this system, when sin enters into the creation, sin doesn't create anything. Sin is like putting water in the gas tank. It just messes up what's already been made. Sin doesn't create new things. It just messes things up that have already structured and ordered to function a certain way. It's a perversion is what it is of something that's already created. So point number two is this. The spiritual truths are found in how nature operates because wisdom is the foundation. The seed, the sower, the wheat, and the tares is another one. How about this? When God explains holiness like fire, he says, well, it's like fire. It's consuming and it's cleansing and it purifies. And I mean, things don't survive this fire that aren't cleaned up. And so it's holiness like fire. He says sometimes, a couple times, he says, for instance, like people are like trees. But he just keeps using these illustrations for sure because we can see them, but also because within that creation, that is the embodiment of some spiritual truth, something that's reality, something that God has created in that way to function this way. So spiritual truths are found in how nature operates. That's a simple reality there. And then this. So how does that apply to life? Well, it should be, I think, obvious in some ways that if this is how life works, then you ought to get some wisdom probably before you make some decisions if you're going to live a successful life, if you're going to be successful at life. For instance, just some big decisions like maybe education, like maybe marriage, relationships, like maybe who do I love? How do I love? What do I think about a career? Or what do I think about retirement? but if this is how the world operates, and this is supposed to be how it operates, although sometimes it doesn't look like how it operates because evil is very deceptive and it puts some shiny things in front of our faces and makes you think things are going a certain way when they're not really going that way. But if this is how things work, then I ought to consult probably the instruction manual and the blueprints for things like marriage. I ought to consult the blueprints and the instruction manual for things like knowledge and gaining knowledge and an education and things like that. What I choose to love needs to be based on wisdom. How about this? What does my Creator want out of my life? That would be a good question to ask. I think we have made, it's interesting in Western culture. I don't know if it's so much like this in Eastern culture, but in Western culture, the individual is the center of life. In Eastern culture, it's more like the individual is part of a bigger picture, and so you figure out how you fit into this bigger picture. And in our culture, it's more like I'm the center, and everything revolves around my orbit. So we ask questions like this: what do I want out of life? That's something that an American would ask. What do I want out of life? What am I trying to get out of this? What do I want? And you don't think about things because of our culture and the way we grow up and think and the thoughts we're subject to. We don't think about things like, what does my Creator want out of my life? What does God want out of my life? If he writes the book on how life should be lived, maybe he has some suggestions on how I ought to live it. So wisdom is the third point is this: wisdom by itself without people is lonely. So watch what wisdom says after all of this, talking about how she's prior to the creation, prior to the building of everything, prior to the making of everything. She says this in verse 31. says, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth. And my delights were with the sons of men. Another way of saying that is, I prefer to have company. Wisdom buried in the ground does no good. But wisdom in someone's life, now that's good. That's good. Wisdom built the earth. Wisdom is how things work. So success in life is the application of wisdom. Success is doing things the way God intended them to be done. It's very, very simple. It goes back to the instruction manual. It goes back to, this is the blueprint. This is how I made things to work. And if you want things to work, then consult how I made it to work. God made marriage, man, woman. That's what works. That's how it works. That's what's supposed to be. God made a woman and a man to have children. That's how it works. That's how it's supposed to be. That's the blueprint. That's how it functions. And now that's another story. But the point is, I think you get the point. Number one, wisdom preceded everything. Wisdom is the beginning, the blueprint, the prior intelligence to the order and the structure of creation. Therefore, within creation, you'll find spiritual truths that are baked into what God created, because that's how he created it. Number three, wisdom without people is lonely. And so, if you want to be a successfully living life, then he'll say it a little bit later in the book. I'll say, with all you're getting, get wisdom. Get that. And God gives it freely. It's right here. I mean, if you just spend some time in the Bible, it's right here. It's given freely. He says, without partiality and liberally, and it's an open door here. So he doesn't hide the instructions from people. He wants people to know how he created and how things function and how they're supposed to function. And so this is just a little bit about wisdom and wisdom's work and all that. So I hope that's helpful. I hope that makes sense. Just a little step-by-step thing here. So let's pray. We'll take some prayer requests. Father, I pray it's been helpful. Thank you for this time together. Thank you for these words. Pray we make the applications that need to be made, and keep people from going down the wrong roads, keep people from heartache and bitterness and anger and frustration, and just understanding how things are supposed to function, how you created things. Confusion, there's so much confusion. Just people don't want to listen to the words of God. And therefore, you walk in darkness, you're confused, you got no motivation, you got no purpose, got no drive, got no direction. And all that stuff is found in the words of God. This is how you created things. And so if we take heed to them, be helpful. Be real helpful. So I pray that we would, and I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.